Ready?
Indie Nation listeners, please help us literally give our programming director a hand. Please go over to giveforward.com/givemichelleyahand for more information and either donate, paste the widget, tweet it. Just please spread the word. Indie Nation listeners, Lumpy in the Indie Nation newsroom. The Pirate Bay trademark is now on a bottle. I think this one is rather ironic. An article over at Torrent Freak brings to our attention that amidst all the confusion regarding the now defunct Pirate Bay, the trademark was left unprotected. While the article states that a gaming company plans to resurrect the site, it seems they may have to do it without the famous trademark of a pirate ship. In my opinion, this story has several twists of irony mixed into it. First, the simple fact that the trademark was taken like a pirate's forgotten treasure. Second is the fact that the acquisition was opposed not by the game company involved, but by another alcohol company. The famous pirate ship was acquired by an alcoholic beverage entrepreneur who intends to use it to market rum and other spirits. The objection was raised by another beverage company claiming that it was too similar to Parrot's Bay and that it would be confused with their product. However, after 2 years, the trademark is now owned by Colin Scragg and he is free to use it on his products. And the final note of irony, Mr. Scragg has left the alcoholic beverage company he was working for when he swooped in on the trademark. And he is reportedly the one who personally owns the trademark. More news for you later here on IndieNation.fm. There's good news for your earbuds. The best indie music. Indie Nation.